Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, we have a wonderful guest, career coach and consultant, Susan Masiak, CEO of Cameo Career in Corporate Consulting, and author of four books, including What Are People Skills Anyway?, which is exactly what we'll be discussing with Sue today. People skills, what are they, where have they gone, and why we need to get them back. So welcome in, Susan.
Thank you. How are you today?
Oh, I am fantastic, and I love this topic of people skills because I think you are exactly right. You know, you can, whether it's in the workplace or whether it's on the street, you know, people have forgotten how to interact with each other. So in your estimation and from what you've seen as a career coach and corporate consultant, what are people skills anyway?
Well, there are thousands of habits, attitudes, and actions that we practice or should practice with each other. Basically speaking, they're things we do to get along with other people.
And what do you feel are some basic people skills?
Well, smiling is one of the basics. that's something that we start in early childhood but sometimes forget as we get older. Shaking hands, using good manners, being considerate of other people's situations, like holding a door open for somebody with a lot of packages. Having a compassionate attitude towards others as human beings.
You know what, Sue? I think this is a very important podcast and conversation we're having. I actually have a little anecdote to contribute to this, because my husband and I the other day were driving to a baseball game. And while we were there on a very busy road in a very dangerous spot, right about like a 5:30 or 6 o'clock, so rush hour time, there was a broken down vehicle. And it no hazards on, no anything. And you could see so many people just whizzing by this woman. And we, of course, moved over. I mean, we pulled over, and my husband got out and was able to help her. It turned out that her whole electric system went. So she didn't have hazards. She didn't have anything. And she was a bit of an older woman, and she was scared. And so, you know, I just love that, you know, we, you know, my husband and I, we have that. But there were so many people that didn't. And I think you're so right. They're so necessary. And I just want to know from your perspective, do you feel like, where did they go? You know, people used to do this all the time, look you in the eye when they're talking. You know, where did all of those people skills go?
Well, through the years, we've become more and more casual, I think. Doesn't matter what you wear. Doesn't matter what you do for most occasions. And we've really become sloppy about things like manners and etiquette, but just in general, ways of treating people with respect, kindness, that kind of thing. Might be because the world is getting bigger, has a little bit to do with technology, but broadly speaking, it needs to come back.
I obviously absolutely agree with you with that. I mean, there's just such a lack of it, and you see it in everyday situations. And you also see it in the workplace. Why do you feel these people skills are so critical right now in the 21st century and also especially in the workplace?
Well, for businesses, for example, there's competition. And a lot of the competition is online right now. And the only way that companies can compete with companies all over the world online is to have good customer service. And to have good customer service, you have to have people with people skills.
Right. And customer service is definitely a point of contention, I think, for so many companies. And I feel like the bigger the company, the worse the customer service a lot of times as well. So you would think that if a company has, you know, a huge bottom line, that they would be able to invest more in hiring people with good customer service. Why do you think that you know, workplaces ignore this?
I don't think that they quite understand how important it is in the scheme of things. I think they all understand that you can go online and buy anything that you want to buy. And even if you need technical assistance, you can get a person a couple of continents away who has perfect people skills, will even tell you to get a cup of coffee, sit down and relax, and I'll help you through this problem on your computer or whatever. But most businesses haven't made the connection yet between being able to compete with companies around the world and having people work for them who have good people skills.
So if you're listening out there and you're like, you know, I don't always hold a door for somebody, or maybe I don't look someone in the eye when I'm talking to them or smile or shake hands, and maybe at work, maybe I can be less oblivious, because I think that's an issue too. We're kind of so concerned with us, right? Me, 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 that you're not as aware of other people.
Yes. In my book, I talk about working in offices or factories or wherever. And you should at least smile at everybody that you pass during the day. A lot of people, including myself, have a lot on our minds, and it's easy just to ignore people. But in the workplace, that causes a lot of friction. You need to acknowledge people at least with a smile, at least with eye contact, as you said.
Right, right. You know, I used to work in retail when I was a teenager, and one of the rules, you know, and I know this was because you wanted to help people, like, make a sale, probably, but one of the rules was the 10-foot rule, right? If you come within 10 feet of somebody, you know, say, hi, how are you? Can I help you with something? Or smile, make eye contact. You know, that, I think, is something that can be done even in daily, in your daily life. You know, walking down the street, you just see just people that are kind of going through the motions. And I feel like when you close yourself off, that you lose opportunities too. You know, when you don't, when you're not using those people's skills, you are missing out. Do you think so too?
Well, people's skills are essential for success in any career, in families, at schools, in communities, in all kinds of places. They're very essential ingredients for success. But we've kind of forgotten about them.
Go ahead.
Since the last big book in the 1930s, Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, we've kind of let our people skills go further and further down the drain. So I'm attempting to bring them back. I think they'll solve a lot of social problems for us and make life better for a lot of people.
I think so, too. And now, how do you go about learning people skills if you feel like you're lacking in them yourself?
Well, I wrote the book, published about a year ago this week, and I researched for about 2 years. I had worked on a big career coaching project for the state of Michigan, and I became aware that everyone thinks they should add something about people skills on their resume to get a job. But when it came right down to it and I said, well, what do you mean by people skills? Nobody knew. And I realized I didn't know myself. So I researched mostly on the internet, just Googled people skills, and, you know, one thing led to the other. And I started getting a really good picture of what I should put in my book.
Okay, and what do you feel like someone should do, maybe to start today, to open up themselves to learning a little bit more in terms of people skills? What's the one thing you would suggest for our listeners to start doing and start to try and make a habit, and then maybe you can move on to more people skills after that?
Well, you know, you mentioned eye contact before, and I've been doing an informal study on that. It's amazing how many people you shake hands with who can't maintain eye contact. Hardly anybody can do it. In my informal study, so I would suggest that they focus on just making eye contact with everyone they talk to, especially if they're introduced to someone and they shake hands, and keeping that eye contact for more than a second, you know, keeping it until the handshake is finished and the introductions have been made.
All right, great. Well, everyone, you know, you heard that. If you're not making eye contact, make some eye contact today and then see what happens. You could open yourself up to a great conversation. You're meeting new people. You know, the possibilities are endless if you just put yourself out there a little bit. So thank you, Susan. I really appreciate you coming on with Jennings Wire today. And you can learn more about Susan Masiak and her services at CameoCareer.com. That is C-A-M as in Mary, E-O, career.com, where you can also order copies of her books and follow her blog, Cameo Career Tips. So thanks, Sue, for a fun and informative interview. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Well, this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is a diverse community of talented, insightful, relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be just perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.